Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
So Anthony out and Paul Snowden's joining us. Hi, Paul.
No worries, how are you?
Very well. Well, it's been one of those wet old weeks around spring or autumn time. It's just ironic how it just keeps happening.
Yeah, well, look, probably up to a fortnight ago, you'd suggest that we wouldn't be looking at sort of the wet tracks that we're seeing now, that's for sure. So, you know, how quickly can change, but, you know, we can't blow up too much. We desperately need it.
No, we're in a desperate need for sure. Well, it obviously, with this shorts tomorrow, we've got In Her Time most likely not running. We've got Sunlight, who's going back to Melbourne now. So there's going to be maybe two, three or four scratchings for tomorrow, but that certainly won't be the case with Red Zell.
No, he'll be there. And look, it looks ominous that it could get a little bit today and maybe tomorrow as well. So if we didn't get the rain that we may get, it definitely, I think an heavy eight would be a fair call, just looking at it this morning. But the chances are we're going to get something. So, you know, it could hang around in that sort of 9 to 10 range.
How's the horse done since that first up run?
Really good.
Yeah.
Very happy with his preparation thus far. And he's a horse that we've obviously know very well. And, you know, just this four-week gap after tomorrow, it's certainly going to play into our favour.
Okay. So, you know the horse extremely well. You feel the two runs and then the break is just going to be ideal for that third crack.
Oh, look, 100% it is. And we've used his formula. Anything from a 3 to 7 week break in between runs for him, he can certainly bounce off that and run a PB, and he's done so before. And he's a different horse than normal. He can peak two or three times throughout a preparation, and that's worth gold to you.
With a couple of these horses coming out, it could be a case that Kieran will be able to control it a bit tomorrow as well.
Yeah, look, he's a go-forward horse, so he doesn't have to lead by any means, and that's in any of his races. We've adapted those tactics, but, you know, like I say, he's a speed horse that takes up a forward position, and if something wants to take that role on, we'll certainly adjust on the day, but it's something that Kieran makes up his mind as he goes. So, you know, he knows him extremely well. And like I say, we're very happy with him.
And he's a horse that, I mean, you love seeing it in any horse, but he is a horse that naturally builds into his energy.
It's really good to see when he does afford those positions in a run there, and you know sort of how much he's got left in the locker. So approaching it like a 600-metre mark, you know, when they've just gone steady fractions for that class of horse, you know he's going to start to bubble up underneath him, and then he just starts to wait and wait as long as he can. So, you know, it's going to be no doubt, it's going to be similar tactics there tomorrow, but probably have to wait and see, obviously, who remains in the field and who comes out.
Can you sense as a trainer when you're watching Red Zell and the way the pace these days, you can see it up on the screen, how quickly they're going and things. Can you gain confidence as the race goes on, realising that Red Zell can build and, you know, let down so strong?
It's a lot easier for us, isn't it? We're sitting there. I usually watch it in the weighing room there, and the fractions start to pop up.
Yeah.
And yeah, it certainly has helped in the last couple of Everest. It's been that way. We've got a wee bit excited a bit before you probably should. So, but you know, we're lucky enough to win it, which was great. And you know, we haven't taken a backward step. He's certainly improved, and he's going to do that leading into another Everest.
Yeah, fantastic. I love the emotion of it too. I mean, you watch it in your own area, but all the owners are out the front, and you've seen the tweets and things. It's a magnificent story.
Oh, you know, there's a core group of 20 people there, and there's about probably 150 that lob on, on the big days, but obviously family and friends. But it brings everyone together, and it's it is a fairy tale story, so to speak, because it's a syndicated horse. So that means any person of Walker life can enjoy the what they're enjoying. So no, if you could bottle it, you'd certainly be very wealthy.
You would for sure. Anna Heed, thoughts about the Tea Rose tomorrow on a heavy track?
That's why she's there.
Yeah.
So she's proven very well on rain affected going, and we thought just. It's a perfect time for her to try her 1400 in her preparation.
Yeah.
If it didn't end up being as wet as what it was, she was going down to Scarborough next Friday week to run down there. So I think this is, Dad was the main pusher to be running her tomorrow, and I think we're quietly confident she can run very well.
Did she come out of the San Domenico with an issue?
She didn't as such. It was she dipped a fair few times
on that heavy,
on the heavy track. And what she does, she likes consistent heavy going, not that sort of patchy that we've been running through Rose Hill on that day. It's very a little bit worn, especially it was on the inside. So she likes that consistent heavy track where she can just get a foot in a wee bit. And it probably cost her from beating Bivouac on the day. He just slenderly beat her, but she's only bounced. She's a very tough mare, and she'll run a good race there tomorrow.
We're looking, you know, in relevance to the Newcastle scratchings today, that Carriff in the Kingston Town, the fourth emergency, probably gets a run. Wet form?
I think so. You think so? He's okay.
Yeah.
He'll battle through it okay. And look, he's a lightweight chance. He needs to run quite forward there tomorrow. And he's a run well for the preparation he's going to build into. We want to see a forward showing from him.
And Murillo, who's out of that American Stallion, question mark?
Well,
on the ground.
On the ground, yes. There's another race for him next Saturday, actually. Okay. So
you might wait.
We might wait, but then again, we might run. He's a horse that he continues to sort of impress us, actually, and especially up to 1,400. I think that's definitely going to play into his hands. He's raced like he wants it, and he's got blinkers on there tomorrow.
And All Too Free, we'll mention Newcastle today up there in the Tibby. Drawn a nice gate. That track is a remarkable one, the new surface, so you'll end up in reasonably good ground up there.
Yeah, look, she's... Forget the last run. She was wide with no cover, and knowing the what she is, she just overdoes it too much, and it didn't pan out on the day. But look, she can get a nice smother from there. Look, she's well out, blown out in the odds, and that's probably a form suggests so. But with the right run, I think hopefully, you know, best case scenario, if we can place there, she's probably going to go to stud after today, and that would be a good finale.
Start for her, for sure. Good luck tomorrow. It's a great story. I think everyone evolves themselves with Red Zell. If the horse can do it again tomorrow, there'll be 300 people with the owners tomorrow, Paul. But good luck.
Good on you. Thanks, mate.